enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Sometimes I shake my head at some of the crazy things that people do. I'm sure I've done some things that have made people shake their heads at me. Do you think God shakes his head at us? I sure don't. I believe he's loving us with an incredible passion that is not superseded by our behavior. When we show unconditional love to another person, we say, I don't need to know why you did that or even what happened. It's a love that says, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to walk through this with you no matter what, because love is greater than any of our mistakes. Love triumphs over sin every time. Do you believe that? Don't let sin in another person's life keep them from knowing the unbelievable, unconditional, all-consuming love of God. It's God's love that changes us, not our shame or our guilt. When we see God's love changing us, that's when hope becomes super real.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, today happens to be the 21st of October, 2020, and people who celebrate their birthday like to hear their names on the radio. Let's get to the list right now and say happy birthday. Miss Coretta Richardson celebrates today. Miss Bethea Primers is also on the birthday list. We got Barbara Rex, Brother Greg Hunt, Mr. Jules Green, Quidacia Williams, Brother James Rochelle, Brother Raymond Avery, Miss Valerie Stallworth Stevens, Stop the Killing Jackson, and Kathy Dixon, all on today's birthday list. Happy birthday to all of you and to people who celebrate their birthday around the world. We want you all to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking about our Bible trivia question all day. Let's see what you have to say about it. Good morning. Who am I talking with?
Gloria from Campton, Louisiana.
Hey, Gloria and Campty. It's great to have you in the ham camp. Here's our Bible trivia question today. Jesus taught his disciples to pray for all of the following things except for what? Is it God's kingdom to come? Is it forgiveness? Is it an abode in heaven? Or is it daily bread?
Daily bread.
All right, good morning. I think you've heard the trivia question. Who am I talking with?
Antoinette Turner.
And where are you calling from, Miss Antoinette?
Monroe.
Well, yes. Monroe, Louisiana, 98.9 FM. Thank you so much for being in the ham camp, my dear friend. All right. What's your answer to the question?
What is abode in heaven?
I think that that is absolutely correct, Antoinette. An abode in heaven is the one thing that Jesus did not tell them to pray for. Everything else he taught them to pray for. That's God's kingdom to come, forgiveness, and daily bread. And you can find that in Matthew 6. Verses 9 through 13. All right, Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. You know, I'd like to talk with you a little bit today about doing a self-examination. And I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing this up. You know, I like to, I guess, be as humorous as I can be at times. You know, because I love humor. I love having a good time. I love having fun. And when I'm talking with people and doing things with people, church members and different things like that, I love to be one of the funniest people around. But, you know, sometimes people can take that the wrong way. Sometimes what's funny to you may not be funny to them. And so I was talking with some people, a group of people the other day, and just jokingly, somebody said, "Boy, ooh, Wade, you're just so rude." You know, which I didn't think that the answer that the response I gave them, you know, to make them say that was rude. But they said, you know, "You're just so rude." And, you know, they laughed about it and I laughed. And so I decided to take a poll, a quick poll in the room. I asked everybody in the room, I said, "Do y'all think I'm rude?" Boy, it looked like everybody raised their hand. Like, really? And I'm saying that to say this, you know, that you have to be able to take criticism and to do self-examinations on yourself all the time. Because, you know, people tend to look at you and look at your fruit, look at the fruit that you're bearing. And not everybody sees the same fruit that you see. And the sign of a mature Christian is when you can examine yourself and say, "Well, do people really think this about me?" You know, I know you may not care, you know, and especially if you're doing God's will. If you're in God's will, you know, what they have to say doesn't matter. But by the same token, people's opinions of you, if you are an influencer, is important. And if you consider yourself any kind of influencer, then it's important that you have good rapport with people and be able to examine yourself. Because, you know, not all of your critics are wrong. And not a critic doesn't have to be a person with harsh criticism. A critic can be someone who loves to keep you on track, who gives you good advice and tells you that you're doing well. That's a critic too. So not all of your critics are wrong. So, you know, don't be so sensitive to where you can't take constructive criticism and can't examine yourself from time to time. All right? Hey, that's it. That's all for this edition of the Wade Hampton Show. I'm looking forward to doing this again tomorrow morning right here on KAYT KQJO-FM. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Oh, The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
When I sit all by myself, when I got no one else, out of all the things I'm searching for, you remain the same. And I really don't know why, but people switch up all the time. But you got that consistency, and that'll never change. Even when it gets rough, you are the one I look to. You are the one I always call on. Dark days when it's too much, all of my pain I give you.
You are fun of me.
With so many things that I adore, but none of these things can bring me peace when tears are falling on the floor. So I-